What is up, my beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of your podcast, The Staypreneur. Today, we're going to be talking about the two different types of people, and let's try to figure out who you are and if you're going to be successful or not. So stay tuned, and let's get straight on to it. In the world, there exists only two type of people. There are proactive people and there are reactive people. And the second one is like a cancer. They're like a gangrene to society. Reactive people are very, very toxic because they only react to what the things that are happening to them and in life. They don't look to make changes. They don't look to make better of themselves, whereas the proactive people look to make changes for themselves, for their family, for their friends, for their futures, and for everything around them. Proactive people go forth and get out of their way so that they can make out of life what they want life to be of itself. So now that we know the two types of personalities, the proactive and the reactive, we need to identify what kind of personality are we currently as. Are we currently being a proactive person or are we being a reactive person? And now it doesn't only end there. It doesn't end there, okay? Being a proactive person, you can go into slumps of being reactive. And that's not bad, okay? But what it is bad is making a habit of being a proactive person and getting into reactive habits. Why? Well, because if you start making a usual habit of being a reactive person, you're going to stop being a proactive person and you're going to turn into a reactive person. We cannot be reactive to the circumstances that we are currently facing. We need to be proactive and go forth and find ways to make ways work for ourselves. We need to open a path for whatever it is that we want. Let me go ahead and make you a very quick anecdote from something that happened last week while in Punta Cana looking at, while we were trying to look at some real estate development projects in Punta Cana. Okay, so some people went ahead and they stole some of my credit cards and they stole close to $100,000 in lines of credit and cash from my bank accounts. Okay, so I decided to, instead of being reactive, I decided to be proactive and contact the recording authorities. But not only that, but I decided to be proactive and take that as a learning experience. Why? Because it's a lot of money. And I would very much rather take those $100,000 and see what I learned from it than just taking it as a loss. And what did I learn from losing $100,000? The first one is it hurt. It really did, which means I'm not hustling enough. $100,000, I want to make enough money so that if I lose $100,000, that's chump change for me. That's the first data point. The second one is I was not being careful enough. Third point is I need to be more careful with who I surround myself with and how I do business. And the fourth point is I am more hungry now than I have ever been in my entire life. This has possibly been one of the best things that has ever happened to me because now I just want to eat the world even more than I ever wanted to. So those are the lessons. They may seem basic, but in the little amount of time that I've been back home, I've been able to achieve more in this 48 to 72 hours than I was able to do in a week in prior times. So it really is all about perspective. If I keep on with this habit, the amount of work that I used to do in a 7-day period, I'm going to be able to do in a 3-day period, maybe even a 2-day period, which means all the money that I would be able to make in a whole year, I might be able to do it in maybe 3 months or 2 months, taking my net income much, much higher, which is what we are striving for. So my friends, my family, I invite you all to get out of your comfort zone. Start being proactive. Find ways to grow yourself. Find ways to achieve what you want. Don't look for obstacles look for ways to overcome the obstacles. Either go over the obstacle, around it, below it, break it, do whatever the fuck you want with that fucking obstacle, but just smash it and get rid of those fucking obstacles. Because the obstacles only exist in your mind. Obstacles, they are not real. They only exist in your mind. You just have to find a way to overcome them. And as one of my great teachers once said, for every problem, there is at least 7 solutions. We are just not looking hard enough for them. So I'll leave you with this. Look at your life. Are you being proactive or are you being reactive? I hope you are being proactive. And if you're being reactive, you take this as your opportunity to start becoming proactive and start changing. Start with the little changes that matter. Being eating healthier, working out, meditating, reading, listening to quality content. Stop listening to bad quality content. Stop hanging out with the naysayers and the no-goers and the deadbeats. Start looking for people who actually want to achieve things in life. Start finding the circles that have already achieved what your vision for your future is. And that is my challenge for you today. Stay blessed, stay loved, love you all, and I'll see you next week. As you know, if you stay all the way to the end, we always have a nugget for you. Last week, we lost a lot of money, but Punta Cana was a whole blast. Now we're looking for investment deals every single where in the world. So if you know of a piece of land or that you have where we can make a development, we are very much looking forward to listening from you. And we would very much be interested in buying it if it meets our criteria. So if you have something where you think we could make a hotel development with villas and housing and apartments, please hit me up at Real Julio Abdiel on Instagram. You'll be able to find all of my information and contact info in Instagram so that we can hopefully make some deals, get the cash flow going, and grow both your economy and my economy. I'll see you on the next one.